Trump tariffs, how Island of Penguins and Seals ended up on list, date modified colon 2025-04-04T09:09:55.277Z, description colon the remote Heard and McDonald Islands haven't been visited by humans in almost a decade, comma dot. Nowhere's safe, how an Island of Penguins ended up on Trump tariff list, April 4, 2025, save. Audley Mitchell and Tiffany Turnbull, BBC News, Sydney, save. Annalise Rees, the remote Heard and McDonald Islands haven't been visited by humans in almost a decade, two tiny, remote Antarctic outposts populated by penguins and seals are among the obscure places targeted by the Trump administration's new tariffs. Heard and McDonald Islands, a territory which sits 4,000 kilometers, 2,485 miles, southwest of Australia, are only accessible via a 7-day boat trip from Perth, and haven't been visited by humans in almost a decade. Australian Trade Minister Don Farrell told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, ABC, that the tariffs were clearly a mistake. Poor old penguins, I don't know what they did to Trump, but, look, I think it's an indication, to be honest with you, that this was a rushed process. Watch. Tracking President Trump's love for charts over the years, President Trump on Wednesday unveiled a sweeping import tax scheme, in retaliation for what he said are unfair trade barriers on U.S. products. A handful of other Australian territories were also hit by the new tariffs, in addition to the Norwegian archipelago Svalbard, the Falkland Islands and the British Indian Ocean Territory. It just shows and exemplifies the fact that nowhere on earth is safe from this, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said on Thursday. Like the rest of Australia, the Heard and McDonald Islands, the Cocos, Keeling Islands and Christmas Island are now subject to a tariff of 10%. A tariff of 29% was imposed on Norfolk Island, which is also an Australian territory and has a population of about 2,200 people. Heard Island, though, is barren, icy and completely uninhabited, home to Australia's largest and only active volcano, Big Ben, and mostly covered by glaciers. It is believed the last time people ventured onto Heard Island was in 2016, when a group of amateur radio enthusiasts broadcast from there with permission of the Australian government. Mike Coffin, from the University of Tasmania, has made the journey to the surrounding waters 7 times to conduct scientific research, and is skeptical about the existence of major exports from the island to the US. There's nothing there, he told the BBC. As far as he knows, there are only 2 Australian companies which catch and export Patagonian toothfish and mackerel icefish. What is in abundance, however, is unique and spectacular nature, Richard Arculus. Thousands of penguins live in the territory. The islands are listed by UNESCO World Heritage as a rare example of an ecosystem untouched by external plants, animals, or human impact. It's heavily colonized by penguins and elephant seals and all kinds of sea birds, said Professor Coffin, who studies the undersea geography of the islands. He recalls observing from afar what he thought was a beach, only the sands turned out to be probably a few 100,000 penguins. Every time a ship goes there and observes it, there's lava flowing down the flanks of Big Ben, he said, describing it sweeping over ice and sending up steam. Why Trump's tariffs aren't really reciprocal, Faisal Islam, this is the biggest change to global trade in 100 years, it is hard to get a clear picture of the trade relationship between the Heard and McDonald Islands and the U.S. According to export data from the World Bank, the islands have, over the past few years, usually exported a small amount of products to the U.S. But in 2022 the U.S. imported $1.4 million, $2.3 million, £1.1 million, from the territory, nearly all of it unnamed machinery and electrical products. The Guardian has also reported that an analysis of U.S. import data and shipping records suggests that tariffs imposed on the Heard and McDonald's Islands, as well as Norfolk Island, are based on incorrect data. It found shipments had been wrongly labeled as coming from the territories, rather than their actual places of origin. The U.S. Department of Commerce's International Trade Administration and Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has been contacted for comment. As with many governments around the world, the tariffs have frustrated Australia's leaders, with Albanese saying they are totally unwarranted and not the act of a friend. Trump tariffs. Donald Trump, United States, Australia.